This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
6:10. But coming up next, about that time where we do our lunchtime confessions. We'll do those next.
So long, Kyle Tucker.
The Astros are trading the star right fielder to the Cubs for Isak Paredes, right-handed pitcher.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Y'all are sleeping on it. Y'all are sleeping on this.
What are we sleeping on?
You slept on it last year. Last year, I came up with the nickname. Well, I didn't come up with it necessarily, but I mentioned it on air. Harris County for Christian Harris.
Wait, you're claiming to be the inventor of this?
Figgy, I was really, like, I came up with it early on. I said,
you brung it up. Yeah.
I don't know if I was the first, but I was definitely one of the first, and maybe the first, probably the first, like, in our business to say, you know, we should call him Harris County. Now what do people call him?
Harris County.
The closer.
No, you're not making the closer work.
You're sleeping on it.
No, refuse.
Harris County was cool because that's the man's last name.
Yeah.
And he covered a lot of area. So that makes sense. You can see on the T-shirt.
Just about an hour ago, maybe a little more, I was about to mention it. I said, I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it for confession. You went through like, oh, he's got this knack for being behind and being able to finish and make the play.
Yeah, man, he breaks on the football.
You know what that is? That's the closer.
The brother name Derek Stingley. The brother name is Stingley.
You can't come up with Stingley right there, bro.
Who closed out that game yesterday?
Call the man a hornet or something,
A lot of people have nicknames that aren't necessarily with their name involved. Who closed out that game yesterday?
I mean, likely does.
Help me out. Who was it?
Yeah.
Who closed on the ball yesterday? Who closed on the ball? Who's been? You just heard D'Amico Ryan's 3 straight weeks defensive player of the game.
That's right.
Because he's making plays at the ends of games. The closer. That's not a good nickname, though.
I'm going to fight you to the death on this one.
you're sleeping on
713-572-4610. With new evidence and exhibits in the case. How do you find the closer as a nickname for Derek Stingley?
Dude, let us know. That's a badass nickname.
Yeah, 713-572-4610.
You got to do something with the name Stingley, though, man.
But a lot of people don't necessarily have their name in their nickname.
Yeah, but he got a cool last name, though. How you not going to use this cool
last
name? The
closer is a cool nickname.
Is it?
By the way, it's very descriptive of what he is.
Yeah,
Y'all slept on Harris County. Don't sleep on the closer. Get in early. Stock is low. Stock price is low.
Yeah, I'm good on that. I will continue to pass. These are my confessions. All right. I will start with the, I guess, the lower energy of these. Right now, I'll start, and I'll be a little bit of the...
Why you got your shoe in your hand?
I'll explain. It'll all make sense here in a second.
He's holding a shoe.
I'll start with probably like the more bittersweet of confessions here. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the my cause, my cleats is something that the NFL does. Now, it was the previous 2 weeks. I did it this week because obviously didn't have an opportunity to like do this with a road game and then a bye week. This is the time to actually have it. But considering I wore my cause, my kicks Air Force Ones yesterday. If you're watching, you can see they're dedicated to the Houston Area Women's Center. It's a little I saw this news yesterday that was a little bittersweet, actually really bittersweet. Harris County is giving a $1 million grant to domestic violence services at the Houston Area Women's Center, which is renewable for 4 years because 2023, University of Houston had a study that found that there's been an increase in domestic violence.
Oh, that's the bitter part. Sweet part, yeah.
But the sweet part is that thankfully Harris County is putting in a good amount of funding too, again, to the Houston Area Women's Center.
Those are some sweet looking kicks.
I'm very grateful. Yeah, I mean, it's cool purple and black, but obviously more important than the way it looks is the services that they provide. So I did want to give a shout out to the Houston Area Women's Center and happy that they continue to provide those services.
You really wanted to wear those yesterday, didn't you?
I did. I wore them yesterday because I feel like, I mean, more than anything, they do look cool, but more than anything, the important services, everybody has those causes and they mean something to them. So I just wanted to make sure to shout them out and be happy that they're getting a little more funding, although I hate the circumstances under which they had to.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
These are my confessions. So I did something I never done at this station before, man. So I'm usually like you guys are. I'm using you guys loosely, but I never bet on games, man. I never.
That's how you start.
Yeah, I never did any of that. But man, I ain't gonna lie. I hit a Ron Hughley, and I said, hey. I bet you on this Chiefs game, man.
Figgy's in.
Hey, I'm all in. So, Ron, I think he's like 0-for when it comes to these bets because remember earlier he betted Tyler with the Astros and Royals game.
Oh, yeah.
And he ended up getting his hair dyed.
Which is still a look that's working for him.
It's a good look. I like it. Yeah. I like it. Yesterday he lost the bet to Lopez. He should be bringing that Camus in. Was it Camus?
We would think. Yeah,
he should be bringing that Camus in.
Hey, he might need a little bit to get his funds together before he does it. You might need to give him a little bit of time to make sure.
Yeah, or he probably taking some time putting some cheek Camus in the bottle.
Honestly, if he gets away with that, I would actually be impressed more than anything. Just like shout out to you doing the work and making that happen.
Yeah, but this time, man, I think I set up a little friendly bet with Ron. Ain't nothing like that, but I told Ron if the Texans win, he got to jump in the dunk tank.
Yeah,
that's what it is. So if the Houston Texans win, Ron got to get in the dunk tank.
Okay.
If they lose, I got to get in the dunk tank.
I bet Ron is like seeing can you rent an ankle. You know what I mean? Can you loan out an ankle every once in a while?
And this is Saturday after the game?
Yeah, Saturday at the game. So I'm checking the weather. Yeah, so I'm
checking the weather because you could be
so cold. We got it all set up nice and pretty. We're gonna be at the Barking Pig in the Heights.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna be out there watching the game and all that stuff. And whoever lose got to jump in that dunk tank, man.
More power to you.
I'm a little, baby.
I feel it's gonna be a little chilly.
Oh baby, hey,
that make the bed even sweeter.
High
right?
of 62, low of 43.
Ooh. You know what's funny is that none of
low of 43, high of 62. So let's say they play what 3:30, right?
No, they play at noon.
I mean, they play at noon.
The game might be over around maybe 2:33, somewhere around.
Let's say you do it about 4:00.
Yeah, it's not gonna be that bad.
It'd be about 50.
Oh man! Oh,
I mean,
I will say I feel more confident now, man. Hopefully, Patrick Mahomes maybe don't play. Or maybe he's super hobbled.
Mm-hmm. Odds currently are in the favor of the Texans. A 3-point spread in favor of the Texans right now.
Now, I did hit up Ron. I'm like, hey, you ain't got to do this if you don't want to because, the quarterback hurt. He said, nah, he down for it. We got to bet, man, at the Barking Pig, man.
Dunking tank in 55-degree weather.
Yep. It's going to be pretty.
These are my confessions. Serious confession here. Well, they're all semi-serious, but this is an absolute serious confession. I don't understand how the NFL cannot get pants right.
Huh?
What you mean?
How can they not find someone to make pants that fit and stay up? How can the NFL not do that?
Oh, is this about Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson yesterday. DeAndre Hopkins yesterday showed the crack. As well, we've had others.
I don't like the way you said that. I mean, you didn't do anything intentionally wrong. It just didn't sound right.
Lamar Jackson was holding up his pants. Yes, DeAndre Hopkins showed the crack.
Still running past people holding up his pants, mind you.
And who were the other ones? Didn't Myles Garrett lose his pants at some point this year?
Was it
Myles Garrett? Like, how does this is the NFL $15 billion industry. You have partnerships everywhere. You can't make pants that stay up.
I mean, pants are going to slide every once in a while.
No, they're not. They don't have to. And it's not like these guys are trying to do it for style purposes. Like, it's during the course of the game, pants are falling off.
You want to hear what Lamar had to say about that?
I would love to hear what Lamar had to say about that.
There was a scramble, I think, in the first half where it looked like you're maybe having to hold up your pants.
Look. They was asking me that. So I'm like, I felt like wind was touching my butt, you know, so I was trying to keep my tights up.
I
feel like the tights just, like, got a little loose or something. I don't know. So I was, like, just trying to keep my pants up. But that's all it was.
See, they don't want the pants to fall off, but the pants are falling off. Who does the uniforms for the NFL? Who does the pants?
That's Nike, ain't it?
Is it still Nike?
Nike outfits the whole joint.
How?
All right, 281. Y'all sent us some wild texts in sometimes. Why? I'm not reading
Derrick Henry too.
I'm not reading it. It was Derrick Henry. Yeah. But I'm not reading it the way that you wrote it. That's crazy. What you trying to do right now?
You're talking about the double cheeks?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Now that you've already said it, they said Derrick Henry was double cheeked up a couple weeks ago. Yeah. What are you doing right now?
Yes.
What exactly is happening?
That is a very serious question. Make some damn pants that can stay up. These players don't want them to fall. It's not a stylish, thing they're trying to do.
Yeah, that's a fair point, right? Nike has had some issues with uniforms, although last time it was really it was Nike again with the baseball with the see-through stuff. So hey, Nike, get on your grind, man. What happened to the Nike I used to know? What happened to the Nike I used to love? These are my confessions. I don't know why I have a favorite penalty, but I do have a favorite penalty.
You have a favorite penalty.
And it's called encroachment. I don't know what it is about encroachment. I don't know, like, what is it, the word, saying the word encroachment? I don't know. Maybe it's the somewhat rare occasion for it to be called because most of the times it'll be offsides. But in those little instances when the defensive player does jump and touch another player, boom, encroachment happens. And it's very stupid. I don't think it's a thing that you should have. Like, do you have a favorite penalty? Does anybody here have a favorite penalty?
What is my favorite penalty if I had to think of one? That's a good question,
man.
No, it's not. It's a stupid question. I have a favorite penalty. It's very dumb.
I just like to say encroachment. It sounds very...
But honestly, fancy. If I had to pick one, I like pass interference on the defense, man.
DPI.
Because they just be so mad. Like, what did I do?
But that's every
game. Like, you was clearly hugging the guy, man. So every time it's like pass interference... Defense number, and they just be so pissed off.
My favorite penalty call was giving them the business.
You're giving them the business.
Oh, you talk about call like that.
No. I'm just that's separate. Okay. My favorite actual penalty, I'd have to think about that.
Yeah, but I don't know why. Like, it's a very dumb thing to have a favorite. And this is, mind you, as a person who is not good at having favorites, right? You ask me my favorite, like, movie, and I'm like, all right, we got to get into categories because I don't know that I can come up with one. I can give you a favorite penalty, though, because I'm a weirdo. Apparently, I'd realized that when that encroachment happened yesterday. There you go. Those are our confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610 on a victory reaction Monday after the Texans get a 20-12 victory over the Miami Dolphins. And shout out to the Colts not doing their job, but also not doing their job, but also doing their job losing to the Denver Broncos that solidified an AFC South title for your Texans, the eighth of its kind in the AFC side in Texans history. But coming up next, speaking of winners, who are the winners and losers of the weekend? All the way around the weekend, no matter what. Give us some winners, some losers. 713-572-4610. We'll discuss all of it next.